Track 3. Activity 3. Your teacher, Mr. Chow, is giving Jack some details of the guests that have been invited to your school speech day. Listen to the conversation and complete the list.
Jack, could I have a word?
Yes, Mr. Chow.
I need you to meet some of the guests on speech day and bring them to the school hall. Have you got something to write on? I can give you the details.
Yes. How many people, Mr. Chow?
4. Now some of them are driving and the others are coming by public transport. Our first guest is arriving at 3:10. That's Dr. Karen Strauss. That's K-A-R-E-N, then Strauss. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S. She doesn't need a parking space.
Okay. Dr. Karen Strauss, arriving at 3:10.
Could you take her to the school hall and offer her a coffee, please?
No problem. And what time are the others arriving, Mr. Chow?
Well, Mr. Jonathan Chan says he should be here at 4:30, depending on the traffic. He's driving from Central, so it may be quite busy. Could you make sure there's a parking space reserved for him, please?
Sure. Mr. Jonathan Chan. J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Chan, at 4:30, right?
That's correct. The next guest is arriving by taxi at 4:50. She is Mrs. O'Regan.
Mrs.
O'Regan. I'll spell it. Capital O, apostrophe, capital R, E, G, A, N. Okay?
Got it. And her first name?
Ursula.
Sorry.
U-R-S-U-L-A.
Mrs. Ursula O'Regan. 4:50. No parking space needed. Okay.
Professor Paul Fisher is the last to arrive. He can't get here until 5 because he has another meeting. I think he's walking. So could you look out for him, please?
Yes. Sorry. What's the professor's name again?
Fisher. F-I-S-H-E-R. His first name's Paul. Okay?
And he doesn't need a parking space?
No, he doesn't. Now, Jack, have you got those details?
Yes, Mr. Chow. That should be fine. I'll get James to help me.